Here's an interesting thing to talk about, Brian. You don't know Zappa's big opus called Dio Fa, meaning God lies.
No, I don't.
Yeah, this is a little-known project which shows how a Bob-like I am that Frank was. Let me bring it up. I'll give you the link. Dio Fa, I guess is Italian for God lies. Two words. So where's the summary? So I will put it in for you so you can bring it up and follow along. This is worthy of our kind of talk. There it is. Ugly, Kill Ugly Radio. Hi, says no Scott Walker then. Again? Well, come on, Scott Walker.
Scott Walker. Good old Scott Walker.
Who is High? Do we know who High is?
I don't think so.
Okay, the problem is, because you put the name in, I can't get past when I do a search. Oh, I'll spell it better. They didn't spell it right. Okay. Aha. Well, there's Montague Terrace, but I like, what was the name of his band? Walker Brothers. Let's do Montague Terrace. That's pretty good. Excellent. Do you know his work, Brian?
No.
Okay, so I'll probably play the famous Walker Brothers song, 66 or so. They were really good. They're like sweeter Righteous Brothers. But Scott Walker, he quit the scene. He didn't like being popular. And he became the mentor of David Bowie and everybody who's in London. And he is cited by, not Dylan, Dylan's not going to cite someone like him, but a lot of the hip people of the 70s all said Scott was the best maker of songs and music. And this one is maybe the one he's known for, Montague Terrace. Did you catch the lyrics? Interesting lyrics for the day.
Very strange lyrics, yeah.
Let me bring it up. Better Than Excellent says hi. That's right. Let's just go over here. Something to discuss. They're pretty interesting. So, Montague. I don't know what Montague is, if that's a place, famous place or not. Lyrics. Okay, you guys can grab them. Put in Montague Terrace lyrics. So,
I got it here.
So this is like, we should check. I think it's 1970, 71. The post-60s depression has clicked in. Now let's just see if we get an actual date on that.
He just died a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And that was a lot of commentary back then when he died. Okay, just bring up the wiki and see what was that. Montague Terrace in Blue. Debut album, 67. Wow, that's pretty incredible. The album received strong commercial success and critical praise. It got to number 3. So this is in the – Dylan has had his accident. He's off the street. So Scott comes in with thoughtful lyrics to fill in for Dylan. That's my instant theory here. So that's maybe why he got noticed. So for the stars of the day, they're in melancholy. Lennon and Yoko are doing heroin. There's a post-67 kind of a depression going on. Among the media elite, the ones who were famous, early famous. So the little clock stopped ticking now. End of time. Righty returned to the plane of essence. Right? That happened in 67. No more time. It's important. The little clock stopped ticking now. We're swallowed in the stomach, rue. That's the discarnate man, super angel, right? This, what's rue? What's a stomach rue? Is that food?
Yeah, no, I have no idea. I've never
rue.
Heard them.
What a crazy lyric. Rue. Is this British? Bitter regret. Ha ha, see? Lennon's regret. The Beatles are fucked. We're swallowed in the stomach roux. So we've swallowed our regret, and then we are collectively swallowed in the super angel global theater. The only sound to tear the night comes from the man upstairs. Aha, Nixon. This is the beginning of the mafia, the final, the last right-wing podcast. Starts with Nixon. And the mafia get him in. And you can read James Ellroy's novels about this, how the mafia take over from 67 to 73, 74. And then they start shooting each other in New York City. So the only sound to tear the night comes from the man upstairs. His bloated, belching figure, that's a mafia guy, stomps. He may crash through the ceiling soon, since it is the end of all principalities. When Rai returned to the plane of essence, there's really nothing to build authority on anymore. And McLuhan is the philosopher of that. He sees that. He can't have the panopticon anymore. He may crash through, so he's going to crash. And, of course, they cash in with the Godfather movie in 72 that was made by mafia people to celebrate themselves, say, done their day as chemical bodies. He may crash through the ceiling soon. The window sees trees cry from cold. Trees cry from cold and claw the moon. So the window would be the virtual nature is coming forth, right? As McLuhan said, nature dies, supernature of the discarnate condition takes over. So that's the window. Virtual window begins. The simulation. The window sees trees cry from cold and claw the moon. Mm. But we know, don't we? Look at that. The collective consciousness. Yeah. No yeah, longer. Yeah, the way he says it. But we know, don't we? See, everybody knows by 67 in the global theater, because everybody's on the same perceptual level, no matter how old you are. It's the same story. The word, the White House is making the word that makes the market. And McLuhan talks about the collective conscious. No more unconscious. The unconscious is the Gutenberg-Gaussi analog media of that era. That is the content of the wealth-making operation. Keeps money going. All the humanist revolutions. That's the old... the old unconscious stuff. Baudrillard writes an essay called "After the Orgy." What are we going to do after the orgy? But everybody knows. And then, you know, Leonard Cohen writes about that in '93. Remember that song, Manhattan or something?
Yeah. First knows. We take Manhattan, then we take Berlin. Or everybody knows. Yeah, is another song that's a very very yeah similar kind of vibe.
Yeah. So that's the Android meme replay of what happened in the late 60s. But we know, don't we? And we'll dream, won't we? Yeah, people will, out of reflex, rely on their fantasies. That'll be marketable. Of Montague Terrace in blue. So look up Montague Terrace, Brian. What is that? Is that a famous tourist spot or something? What's that?
I will have a look. Montague Terrace is New York.
There doesn't seem to be much information about that. Oh, there are deer running around. Two deer in front of me.
Ooh, nice.
Walking across the road.
There's a book called Montague Terrace. But yeah, I don't know. So there's some, I don't know. Warren Pleece is the name of the author, which sounds like, kind of
That's
sounds
Warren
like
Peace.
A... Yeah, I know. Over the mall.
Yeah.
I don't know if Police is a real last name.
I've never seen that name. So what's he write about? What's his novel about?
Let's see. It says, in Montague Terrace, nothing is quite what it seems.
Ah.
Within its boundaries live an array of strange and extraordinary residents, including Paul Gregory, self-exiled pop crooner, holed up in his Montague
That's what I'm fucking talking about. Listen to that. That's what I'm just saying. Yeah. Lennon and the post-60s melancholy pop singers,
right.
the mid-60s celebrities, like himself. So it's about himself because he was big, and then he dropped out. and became, you know, manic depressive, maybe people would say. So what do they say he's doing? He's hiding out.
He's a self-exiled pop crooner holed up in his Montague hovel for close to 40 years with only fading memories of a semi-successful music career and a bottle of JD for company.
When's the book come out?
2013.
No, come on.
That's not going to help us.
That's not going to help us.
When I Googled it, it was kind of interesting. But Googling it also brings up these, you know, there's some particular building in Brooklyn Heights. That Montague Terrace is the name of a street there. So maybe it's kind of an archetypal building or something.
For famous people who've been to New York and know better.
Yeah, maybe.
But what's ironic, and this is Bob Zanarkany, the fucking plot is what I'm describing here. I'm describing a hold up because remember the movie 1970 with David Bowie, Performance? Ever see Performance?
No, that's Mick Jagger.
What did I say? Hmm. Bowie? Yeah, that's Mick Jagger. And McLuhan wrote a review for it that they had in the ads for the movie. It's very interesting because some thug, mafia thug, replaces Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger is able in the end to go public by disappearing. I guess it looks like he died, but this other guy takes over, does something for him, and he drives off in a limousine, secure in his isolation. So that's similar to what we got here. He's a pop star, hold up, in the first part of the movie. So what did McLuhan say? This movie is about notice of cancellation of a subscription. Notice of cancellation of a magazine subscription. Cancellation of a world. So McLuhan knew that people lived in media, lived in magazines, and it was traumatic if you got fed up with your magazine, you had to find another one. So that was his satirical comment on the movie. I actually have, that's only one line, I have a copy of his whole review. All that he wrote that was not made public. So, you get the Zanarkany here. I'm saying this is about a hold-up pop star, and we find out that's a book that was done many years later. Okay. So we'll dream of Montague Terrace and Blue. Now look at this. The girl across the hall makes love. Her thoughts lay cold like shattered stone. Her thighs are full of tales to tell of all the nights she's known. So this is the beginning of the end of the sexual revolution. The people have fucked their way through college or whatever, and it didn't turn out too cool. They're kind of emotionally dead. Her thoughts lay cold like shattered stone, right? It did not work out. Did not give any liberation. The girl across the hall, and she's doing it as a robot. Now, your eyes ignite like cold blue fire. More cold. So everything's cold. The scent of secrets everywhere. Aha! Look at that! The content, our unconscious, becomes the figures in the market. So it leads into, you know, Kennedy assassination is an industry, the Robert Kennedy assassination industry, Watergate's an industry. I list them all on my tiny note chart. So the scent of secrets everywhere, even though there are no real secrets that can't be found out pretty quickly. A fist filled with illusion clutches all our cares. Yep, more the marketing of the simulation of a Gutenberg legacy. But we know, don't we? See, because it's more important to know. As McLuhan said, in the future, knowing will be your main job. Do you know he said that? So he said,
interesting.
Your main job will be knowing. And that means just tuned in to what's going on and you're up on the whatever happened to Kyle Cockington, that kid who shot, who defended himself in the Black Lives Matter.
Right? Well, that's Rittenhouse.
Yeah, Kyle Rittenhouse.
Cockington just likes him.
What?
It's not Cockington, but the Cockington we know just likes that guy, I think.
So Kyle Rittenhouse, or any story, and, well, the woman who tried to expose Trump yesterday. She's the latest ridiculous keeper of the secrets. And she's a hero. She came forth and told us the secrets of Trump. But it's a fist filled with illusions, clutches all our cares. But we know, don't we? And we'll dream, won't we? So he's emphasizing the dreaming, the fantasies, the illusions. That's what's going to be the after image of the Android meme starting in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s. And that leaves the next generation, the Generation X, very depressed because all the revolutions were done, the humanist revolution were done by the baby boomers and the younger brothers and sisters don't have any more revolutions. That's a generation that sort of surfaces in the 70s. You know what I mean? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're depressed. Nothing. Yeah. Basically because the human scale is canceled. Chemical body, no more. Yeah. All you have is the TV landscape and the chip landscape, which will become TV body and chip body. And there he is talking about the cold blue. And we'll dream, won't we, of Monty Gutierrez in blue. Oh, in blue. So, it's a rather slow-paced song for our time, right? But back then it was thoughtful. So it had to be done for slower people.
The production on it's really good.
Yeah.
Good arrangement.
So read about him in Wiki. You'll see all that I'm talking about. He's a big deal. Ian's not impressed, but Ian's part of the new world, the Bob world. Okay, what's this? Hi says, thanks. He says, better than excellent. It reminds of the joke call. What's your favorite record? La Guardia Davinia. Do you know that joke? Not sure if I know.
No.
I know about comedians getting together and they call out jokes, right? They just say, number five or something. And everybody knows what the joke is. Thanks, Bob. Roux, R-O-U-X. I've seen that word. The Sun Didn't Shine Anymore? Yes, that's the one we're going to play. Fell to Earth? Yes, he's fallen back into the ground of the chemical body, which isn't there anymore. So he's stranded. Apparently no one's looking at the chat line. As Bob would say, aha! How boring. He says he got a request in. Uncle Scott. Okay, so let's go over and play. We'll end by playing Sunshine. But I have to use, I can't use any of the words that he said because it won't go past what he posted in the chat line. It won't get over into the song list. So what do we call it? Walker Brothers, that'll get us there. There it is. The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore, which is another kind of group melancholy. They're feeling sad at 66, and they become famous, and it ain't what they thought it would be. Then Scott is the talented one, and he goes off and writes lyrics about it and becomes the after image of Dylan.
Beautiful.
Well done.
Beautiful.
Yeah, wonderful. Now, this guy, Hi, wonderful remarks. He's an insider, boys. He knows stuff. He's probably a former colleague of mine. He says, Walkers versus Zappa. That's right. Zappa is the lonely after image after Dylan. Tonight's the night, he says, we are over and under and upside the moon tonight at Shea High. And he talks about the islands. It's almost like he's here on Maui. One of the people that knows me. But then his knees become jelly. And Minimax, it says, when you're without slack, I'll get a blow.
When you're without slack.
Any friend of mine wouldn't say that. I'll get a blowjob tonight. No, that's a little cynical. Slackness in Seattle. Too many violins. That's right. But back then, who knew? We didn't know what too many violins was back then. It's good. Cheese whiz.
Yeah.
Okay, so just in case we don't finish, I told Bill to go an extra hour, but let's get into the Zappa thing. So this is Zappa you know, doing Scott Walker 30 years later, 25 years later, with all that he knows. And this is what becomes quite complicated. So are you looking at it, Greg?
What, on the chat line?
Yeah, the DOFAR. Let's just scroll back up and get the link to DOFAR. Kill Ugly Radio.
Yeah.
What am I looking for again? There's a link?
Yeah, Kill Ugly. Just put that
Kill,
in.
Kill, is there a search? I can do a search?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. How do you do that?
Command F.
Oh. Maybe I'm not in the right kind of chat. How far up is it?
Not too far.
No? Okay, hold on.
Posted a game.
Why is it? Why is Ion saying bullshit, Duffy? What's going? What does it mean?
Don't worry about. Don't worry about it. Just try to bug you. Okay, I just posted it, so click on it.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Now this will be worth it. It's almost like the climax of Zappa's career.
All right, here we go.
Concepts.
Whoa, great.
The real, in the real frame. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. In the real frame of that book, 1989, he described a proposal for a World Cup football opera called DOFAR. It is listed under the chapter Failure. He celebrates all his failures in his book, so chapter 18. 18 is the number I made for Zappa way back in the day, so it's interesting, it's chapter 18. Frank Zappa would have proposed to write, so he would have, but it didn't happen, would have proposed to write, produce, and direct a special entertainment event for the conclusion of the World Cup football finals in the summer of 1990. So that's after the wall has gone down, to be financed by the City of Milan and Italian Football Committee. It would have been an opera with the premier performance in La Scala, broadcast via satellite worldwide. The idea was to produce a script in, what's that?
Oh, nothing. Sorry, just saying. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just being hyped. Sorry, I'll refrain.
Yeah, the idea was to produce a script in English, Italian, German, French, Spanish, Portuguese, and Russian. The performance would include dancing in many styles, special effects, and a fashion show. The musical company would include full orchestral settings, chamber music settings, ethnic choral and instrumental setting. In other words, he's going to do everything, his big vision he had back in the 60s. Executed via digital sampling and digital tape playback, advanced electronic music techniques and rock music in styles ranging from doo-wop, there it is, doo-wop vocals to heavy metal. The music would be partly acoustic, partly amplified, and in some instances mimed to digital playback. So this is spinning its wake, okay, right? It's going to do everything. Frank Zappa was to write the story and lyrics, supervise the set design, costumes, and special effects. The City of Milan, through its sister city arrangement with Chicago, when engaged the Chicago Symphony to provide the orchestral backing. The La Scala Orchestra would be represented by selected instrumental soloists. The La Scala Chorus would be featured. Frank Zappa was to select the stage director, the orchestral conductor, and the featured vocal soloist. The negotiations for their fees would be the responsibility of the City of Milan. Their fees were not included in the proposal or budget. A U.S. designer and staging company would be selected by Zappa to prepare the blueprints for the sets and special effects. The sets would be constructed in Milan in the La Scala Scenic Facility under the supervision of the U.S. designer. The special effects would be constructed in the U.S. ship to Milan. So, quite ambitious, right?
Yeah.
What an amazing project. So, now it goes into the italics, into what Frank wrote. Here's how Frank describes it. What follows is not a complete description of the event, only a collection of ideas to begin with. Just like Finnegan's Wake, you know? Don't know how, what you're going to add to it. So ultimate effect or conclusion isn't settled. All material is subject to irrational modification. Just like Finnegan's Wake. Irrational modification.
Yeah, yeah.
The theme of the opera is... The theme of the opera is millions of people believe football is God. But it is said, at least in Torino, God is a liar. That's what Dio means. God is a liar. So that's about Rai. Rai, the original separateness, is a liar. All principalities were based on Rai, according to cosmic awareness. To present this theme, we propose... What's all that? Who's making noises? Do we mute here?
Not me.
Oh, maybe it was me. I just turned the volume up so I could hear it when I walked away. I don't have to mute myself. Every time I make a move.
Do not walk away. You put up with this. Look at this. You need to see the lyrics. To present this theme, we propose to use a large mechanical version of the marionette character shown in the logo of the Italian Football Committee in the role of football god. So some sport figure, sport icon. It's going to be football god. This football god marionette is afflicted with an uncontrollable nasal growth syndrome. Now that is something in Uncle Meat back in the 60s. In this movie, Uncle Meat, remember Ruben the Jets? Uncle Meat makes their noses grow. Uncontrollable nasal growth syndrome, pioneered by Pinocchio, perfected by Reagan. This is the kind of silly humor Greg likes. Whenever a football god tells a lie, a horrible soft nose grows out of the soccer ball, which forms the head of the logo. With each new lie, another monk appears, singing in Sardinian ethnic choral style, struggling to hold up football god's repulsive nose with inexplicable religious machinery. To conclude the production in a way that allows football god to have a tiny nose and live happily ever after, we propose, that's what he proposes, as soon as the Italian national team is selected, that would be the real national team, a rock video is made in the style of the Super Bowl Shuffle, using the players, I don't know if that's a song by Zappa or what, Super Bowl Shuffle, maybe it's a famous thing, using the players in uniform to render an Anglo-Italian rap version of Michael Jackson's I'm Bad. So they're going to do this rock video using the players. The players are going to do the fucking song. This will be made into an instant hit. Okay, this is part of the script. You force an instant hit here. This will be made into an instant hit by all Italian radio and television stations. At the end of the opera, football god sings his hit, assisted by the monks, who turn out to be the Italian national team in disguise. And so, by singing "I'm bad, you know it," God's nose shrivels to Jacksonian proportions, and he dances away. So he heals his nose. Dio Fa, the logo for the opera itself, as it would appear on posters and advertising, was to be licensed as part of the opera plot. He's going to conduct business right there in the middle of the performance. Was to be licensed to a mysterious Soviet clothing designer who plans to unveil the new line of Soviet fashions via satellite during the most dramatic part of the opera. Isn't that great? You're going to have a business interrupt the opera.
did he say Slavic?
No. Aren't you reading this with us? Falling along.
Well, I'm listening to you, Bob.
Okay, I said Soviet.
Soviet fashion. Oh, I heard Soviet, yeah, okay.
This is what happens during the most dramatic part of the opera. It's the Russian guys come in to sell their clothing line. They had a new line of Soviet fashions. There's no such thing as Soviet fashion. So in the middle of the play, the opera, Zappa would attempt to make an actual licensing and manufacturing deal with the Soviets for real clothes to be offered worldwide under the Dio Fa label. With the garments making their debut as part of a choreographed fashion show, with ballet and ethnic dancers as models, and the mysterious Soviet designer appearing on stage to be hugged by them. By the models, after the clothing is shown. a stage hug. How phony. Now, look who's the background. Other characters include Galileo, who Ian says is the most interesting scientist, philosopher going way back, Tesla, Newton, Da Vinci, Mussolini, Hitler, Stalin, and Elvis Presley as the devil. Hey, Grace, get off of this, Brian. The wheeze. When I make my trillions, I'm going to make this. I'm going to perform. We're going to make this. It's worth it.
Yes.
So then it says, all of a sudden, remember, Zappa has an ongoing battle with the Beatles and Great Britain and the Queen, which is very important. Great Britain was to be represented by dancers dressed as football hooligans, misinterpreting signals from the Queen, who has a waving mechanical cardboard arm viewed through the window of a passing car. Hooligans misinterpret her intelligence symbols. World War IV instructions. America was to be represented by a group of tourists who line up at a phone booth with a sign on it that reads, "Talk to God."
I've seen that at Burning Man.
What?
I've seen people have done that at Burning Man. I saw at least one year someone set up just like a little phone in a little phone booth, and it's like, "Talk to God."
Yeah. All right. Well,
just pick up the phone and start talking to God.
Right. Now, that's important. In the Doors movie made by Oliver Stone, when Jim Morrison meets Warhol, you know, at the factory or some party in New York, Warhol is holding a phone. And I think he picks up and offers it to Jim and says, "Talk to God." I think that's what happens in that movie.
Right.
So each of these tourists, each one would get to ask a single question. The all-important questions are, one, did I wake you up, God? What time is it there, God? How much is that in dollars? Is that a castle or what? What's the weather like there? The final question, when are you coming to America? That's how it ends. What a fantastic opera that would be, especially with Zappa's great music.
Why did this never happen? Why did this never happen?
In his book, the city of Milan, they looked at this and said, are you fucking kidding? They're Christians. They're Catholics. They've got the Pope to deal with. They're not going to do this. It's a put-on. The proposal itself is a put-on or an art form.
God's nose shrivels to Jacksonian proportions. And he dances away.
That's great. Pretty neat, eh?
Why could this not be done?
I want it to happen.
Yeah, I will do it. After my press conference. Of course, my press conference upstages everything. But then we have to go for an after image, right? So let's make this the after image. It'll be Bob lies. It'll be all about Bob. Bob was a liar.
I love how he says a mysterious Soviet clothing designer.
That's Bolshevik.
Not just a Soviet clothing designer, a mysterious one.
Well, that's because they're all billionaire ripoff artists, right? Oligarchs.
A manufacturing with an act, like it says, Frank Zappa would attempt to make an actual licensing and manufacturing deal with the Soviets. Not just a licensing and manufacturing deal, an actual one. Completely unprecedented. Yeah. There might have been licensing and manufacturing deals before, but not actual ones.
Well, this is what he was actually doing in 1990. He was going.
Yeah, I know.
The interview I did with him, me and Bob Marshall, he was going to put out his album, but he got distracted in early 89. He went to Russia, and the wall hadn't gone down yet, but he saw the the great energy there. And he said the Russian people are very fantastic people. He liked the people, and he knew a lot of their rock musician stars. So he goes back after forming a company called Why Not, where he's going to encourage business for whatever's coming services in Moscow, because he doesn't want them to fall back into communism. So he's going to try to get the capitalism going. And then James Baker, the Reagan cabinet guy, puts a stop to it. Says, you can't, this guy insulted my wife in the rock censorship hearing, so you're not going to, whoever the guy was. No, that was directed at the Czechoslovakian guy, who actually was a musician, artist, who played Zappa's music in the 70s in Prague. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Vladimir. Vladimir something?
Vaclav Havel.
Vaclav Havel. That's what it is. Yeah.